We're following news out of Israel today. The military there announced that it has recovered the bodies of 6 hostages held in Gaza since they were taken on October 7th. A spokesman says the hostages were killed by Hamas shortly before troops discovered them. Around 100 hostages are still being held in Gaza, according to Israeli authorities. We're joined now by Jonathan Dekolhen. His son, Sagi, is believed to be among those hostages. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
First, let me ask you your reaction to this incredibly difficult news today.
Everyone in Israel, I believe, is utterly heartbroken by this senseless, brutal end of life for these beautiful young people, and totally unnecessary. And we want that there be no repeat of this.
What can you tell us about your son? Do you know anything about where he might be, how he might be doing?
Well, keep in mind that Hamas, since it took hostage over 240 Israelis, has not allowed any Red Cross visits or any other international agencies. So we know very little about any of the hostages. The last sign of life we got from Sagi was in late November, early December, from the testimony of some of the women and teenagers who were released in the first hostage deal that are from my kibbutz, from my small community on the border with Gaza. So we know as of then that he was alive and wounded.
Well, what has your family been through in all this time? I know your wife was also injured in the attack.
My ex-wife, the mother of Sagi's mom, she was taken hostage, actually, and miraculously was able to escape just at the very last moment and make her way back wounded to our kibbutz. And so she is okay now. We have been in a living hell. This is the second time in 2 weeks that a group of hostages who were alive until very recently were murdered and their bodies returned to Israel. Last week, a group of 6 older men were returned. We know for a fact that they were all alive, all of them murdered by Hamas in recent months. And 4 of those men were members of my kibbutz, friends of mine for the last 40 years.
Many of the families of the hostages have been calling for a deal to free their loved ones. What's your position on that?
A position, I think, of pretty much everyone in Israel, other than our government and its small electoral base, is that the time is long past to come to a deal. This is a deal with Satan. Hamas is Satan. Anyone who has any doubt, I don't really have much of a conversation with them. But a deal must be made to get our hostages home, as many as possible alive. We don't know how many there are still alive, and to end the madness in Gaza. It's important for your listeners to understand that the people of Gaza are very much hostages of Hamas as well. This never should have happened. Meaning the killing in Gaza should never have happened, and it could have been stopped on October 8th had Hamas released the hostages, and could be stopped tomorrow if Hamas were to agree. Obviously, our own government in Israel has been, not been particularly cooperative, but the base of the issue has always been Hamas's action and its refusal to return the hostages.
That's Jonathan Dekolhen. His son is still being held in Gaza. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.